This is our second week, and this is the last day of the second week for our spring fundraising. And we have we've talked to a lot of you. A lot of you have called in. A lot of you have sent in your donations, and we thank all of you for that. But there are still many of you who have not yet responded, or maybe you have, and we just have not received your cards yet. They may not have made it into us yet, because if they were mailed, sometimes it's taking things 1 to 2 weeks to get into us. And so today perhaps we might need to hear from you just to know what you have intended to do, what you've sent in. And so we're glad that you're joining us this morning. And we are going to be giving out those phone numbers in just a few moments. But at this time, we're going to jump into the Word of God, and we're going to get moving today. We are going to need from all of our family. We still have just under $40,000 to raise to finish off prayer and share, and that is totally possible with God and with all of your help. And so we thank all of you for joining us. I'm reading from Luke's Gospel this morning. And as we are preparing for Palm Sunday, and of course this is the month we celebrate the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Messiah, and so we are reading from the Word of God from that account. As they led Jesus away, this is Luke chapter 23, Luke 23, verse 26. As they led Jesus away, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country just then, was forced to follow Jesus and carry his cross. Great crowds trailed along behind, including many grief-stricken women. But Jesus turned and said to them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are coming when they will say, 'Fortunate indeed are the women who are childless, the wombs that have not borne a child and the breasts that have never nursed.' People will beg the mountains to fall on them, the hills to bury them. For if these things are done when the tree is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, both criminals, were led out to be executed with him. Finally, they came to a place called the Skull. All three were crucified there, Jesus on the center cross and the two criminals on either side. Jesus said, "Father, forgive these people, because they don't know what they are doing." And the soldiers gambled for his clothes, throwing dice. The crowd watched, and the leaders laughed and scoffed. "He saved others," they said. "Let him save himself if he is really God's chosen one, the Messiah." The soldiers mocked him too by offering him a drink of sour wine. They called out to him, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." A signboard was nailed to the cross above him with these words, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging beside him scoffed, "So you're the Messiah, are you? Prove it by saving yourself and us too while you're at it." But the other criminal protested, "Don't you fear God even when you are dying? We deserve to die for our evil deeds, but this man hasn't done anything wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus replied, "I assure you, today you will be with me in paradise." I suppose you caught note of these words, and some of you, having grown up as I did with the King James translation, may have missed some of the words that are there. The obvious statement that is of great importance is in verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That would have been the King James translation. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And then you see the response of the crowd. You see the soldiers, they're standing there, they're gambling for his clothes. You see the crowd. The crowd is gawking, watching, standing, looking at this crucifixion scene as three are nailed to the wooden crosses and hung. And then you see the crowd as the leaders are there. They are not just watching. They are mocking. they're laughing. These are the leaders, the religious leaders, the temple leaders are there, along with the Romans. And the soldiers, we see, they joined in with the religious leaders, mocking him too. But look at what Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Well, that is the heart of God. We've been talking about how deep the love of God is for our fallen planet, and certainly it is true. We cannot comprehend the depths of God's love. But I did pull in a song just before I went on air. That song's entitled "The Love of God." In fact, I want to just tell you a bit of that song. This song was believed to have been written by Rabbi Meir in Worms, Germany. May have been back around 1096, so it goes back a few days. However, it came from a long poem, and the actual gathering of words for this song, the last verse that is, was found on a patient's room in an insane asylum after the patient's death. The opinion that's been gathered since that time has been that this patient, though unknown, apparently during times of sanity, adapted these words from the Jewish poem, what is now the third verse of "The Love of God." Let me start with that. "Could we with ink the ocean feel, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stock on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky." Powerful words, perhaps some of the most gripping words in reference to the love of God that I can remember ever reading, other than the Word of God itself in John 3:16 that simply tells us God so loved us that he gave his one and only Son. This hymn was enlarged. It was enlarged by a couple who were attending a camp meeting. In the meeting was Frederick M. Lehman, a Nazarene pastor, who heard these words, and he was so profoundly moved by those words that sometime later, while in California, between hard manual labor, began to write some additional words that ended up forming two more verses. And those two stanzas, along with the music, is what we know today as the hymn, "The Love of God." It starts, the two verses added, "The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his Son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure. All measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints' and angels' song. O love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints' and angels' songs. I am so glad, another songwriter wrote, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. And to the children, the many children who grew up hearing the simple song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. My friend, I trust today that however many times life, maybe a parent, maybe circumstances, maybe the lying demons themselves have told you that God doesn't know you and God doesn't love you and God doesn't care, I trust today that you know all of that is a lie. God loved you so much that he gave his greatest gift, and that was his Son, to die. Not only in this season do we celebrate the love of God the death of God's Son, the resurrection. We also celebrate that every day because as we break bread and share in the Eucharist, in communion together, we remember the Lord's death. And we also remember that he is coming again. As we bow for a moment of prayer, I'm going to ask that Karen open our morning with prayer. And we are thankful that you are with us today.
Father God, we just bless you and thank you this day, Lord. We thank you for your love and your grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for your plan for mankind. And Lord, as we, during this season, that we remember what Jesus did for us and the shedding of his blood, Lord, we just say thank you. What else can we do but say thank you, God? Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, that your love has not waned at all from the beginning of time, Lord. And we thank you, God, that your desire is to draw each and every one of us into your heart, Lord. Father, that there's nothing else. There's nothing else except for your love to be placed into the hearts of those that you created. So, Father, today I just pray, O Lord, that you would reveal to people all over, everywhere, Lord, that your love would be revealed to them and in them. Those that know you, God, let there be a greater revelation of your love. And Lord, let us be thankful for what you have done for us and turn our hearts to you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let our hearts be turned to you and let us just surrender and give you everything, Lord, that there's nothing else that we can do to earn your love, but Lord, that you just desire for us to love you, and we can only love you because you first loved us. Mm-hmm. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, and Father, let your spirit move among your people, God, and then give us a love for those that don't know you, Jesus. And when we have that love, Lord, then we can love others as you have loved us. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you, God. We give you the highest praise, we give you the glory, we give you all the honor, Lord. For without you, none of us would be here, and none of this would be in existence, Lord. And we thank you, God. Lord, let this season, Lord, let the love of Jesus, the love of God, your sacrifice, be seen, be realized and be felt in your people, through your people, and those that don't know you, God. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gift. Amen. And Father, we just lift up this day to you, Lord, and all we can do is ask you to help us through this day. Help us all to do the right things, to be in the right places, to say the right things, Lord.
Amen.
That we could glorify you and honor you, God. Father, let there be a breakthrough for each one of us. Father, that you would put us each in the place that you want us, and that we would no longer drift away from you, God, but that we would drift towards you. Amen. And be drawn to